Happy New Year and welcome to the first edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast for 2019. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. We kick off this year's podcast with two guests examining a new partnership between Cisco Canada and Tech Data Canada on the latter's Advanced Technology Solutions Center. As many of you likely know, the Advanced Technology Solutions Center, or ATSC, is Tech Data's showcase of some of their hottest new data center and business technologies located at their Mississauga, Ontario headquarters. It recently got a major revamp featuring the latest gear in Cisco's multi-cloud lineup. In this edition of the podcast, we're joined by Rolla Dagger, president of Cisco Canada, and Ed Galasso, general manager of Canadian Operations for Tech Data, to discuss the new partnership. They'll discuss the newly revamped ATSC, the strategy behind it, and how solution providers can get involved, and of course, the plans for the future of both their partnership and the ATSC in specific. It's a packed show, so let's get right into it. My chat with Rolla Dagger and Ed Galasso. Rolla, Ed, thanks for taking the time.
All right. Well, thank you, Rob. We appreciate it. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to talk about a very exciting launch that we had. It was full of a lot of energy from both organizations. And finally, a great idea was the bridge of a lot of outcomes that we're going to see in the next 6, 12, 24 months. So as you know, Cisco and Tech Data are committed to bringing the wave of the futures through this fully integrated live ecosystem under the ATSC Advanced Technology Solutions Center that we just actually christened and opened, and that is to allow our partners and teams to show the real time of a solution that will fit, interact with our customers and our partners across Canada. 1,700 partners will rely on this solution, ATSC Center, and that is basically what sets us apart by doing this. This is the first time ever Cisco Canada is launching something this big with a huge investment of almost $2 million, or $1.75 million. That's open access to teams and customers across Canada, hands-on solutions, experience, lab, education, and flexibility for all of the salespeople and the technical groups. And of course, there's the no-cost utilization there. And that's all around an idea that Ed and I started over a meeting about a few months ago, and the speed of the execution on this idea was outstanding by both organizations.
Wow, that is quick, especially because this is, as you mentioned, an absolutely non-trivial investment, both in funds and in equipment. Can you speak a little bit to the new types of solutions that you're going to be featuring from the Cisco point of view in the ATSC?
So we're the main focus of the ATSC. Of course, this is the start, but at the end of the day, our objective here is to take it from strong to stronger and to continue to invest in this center to make sure it's got the latest and the greatest. Right now, we'll be hybrid cloud, we'll be multi-cloud environment, because as you know, with hybrid cloud, in the trends that we're seeing in Canada specifically is growing every day. Mm-hmm. And of course, that is embedded security is embedded across the board with everything that we're doing, and we built together with the team at ATSC, and also our collaboration technology as well as in the center. So when you first walk in, you'll see those two beautiful racks that are flashing green, and then of course you'll see our collaboration in WebEx boards across the room as well to provide that platform that we're looking for instead of just focusing on product, because to us it's all about selling the platform today, because it is a journey that we need to be on with our customers around their digital transformation. It's not just a project.
Right on. Ed, could I get your thoughts on sort of the overall evolution of the strategy for ATSC at Tech Data Canada?
Yeah, thanks, Rob. We launched our Advanced Technology Solution Center about 12 years ago with Cisco. In fact, I remember the day Hazel McCallion came to cut the ribbon. Yeah. And when we did that way back then, it was focused on Cisco networking, security, and collaboration. And over time, we've evolved that center to include new technologies from Cisco as they became available. But it became time now to take advantage of what's happening in the marketplace. You have heard the predictions and you've felt the momentum in the market. So many connected devices, more and more data being collected and analyzed at the edge, changing consumption models, hybrid cloud. And with these new IT innovations, it became clear to us that we had to totally transform our experience in the Advanced Technology Solution Center. So what we've been able to do with the addition of the multi-cloud and hybrid cloud solutions is provide our customers with invaluable hands-on experience for their staff and their clients that isn't offered anywhere else in Canadian distribution, and I would dare say very few other places in the Canadian IT channel.
So not to get all, what have you done for me lately with you when you've just announced this, but Wonder Roll, if you could share some thoughts on sort of where you see the partnership going and what you see as the next evolution of Cisco's involvement.
So between an idea and an outcome, there is a bridge, and this is our campaign, Rob, that we just launched a few weeks ago. And I look at Tech Data as the bridge to connect us to all of our partners and customers in Canada to take us to the next level. And how do we take it from strong to stronger is ensuring that we continue to invest in Tech Data's ATSC to ensure the latest and the greatest technology is there. And as we launch now our new technology with the 9K around the 9200 and the 9800 and the focus that we have on multi-domain approach, that would be our approach moving forward, is to ensure that ATSC is the best of the best demo labs in the country for all of our customers to continue to experience the collaboration and innovation of Cisco and Tech Data together.
Ed, I'd like to get your thoughts on sort of what you've seen in terms of partners using the ATSC to date and what you see partners being able to do with the new capabilities at the ATSC.
Well, our transformed ATSC offers an ideal environment for training sales and technical staff on how to manage, install, and configure solutions that include hyperconverged data protection, hybrid cloud, multi-cloud, as well as traditional converged solutions. Our customers can bring in their end users to showcase proof of concepts, so that those end users can get up close and personal with potential solutions in a controlled environment. And that real-world environment includes ecosystem vendors like Commvault, Microsoft, NetApp, Veeam, and VMware. Some of those vendors could not have been part of our ecosystem prior to the acquisition of Avnet Technology Solutions. So you really see the power of this new, expanded, end-to-end portfolio that we have of hardware, software, and services. I would lastly say that although a lot of IT investment happens here in the GTA, we know that we have to service our partners from coast to coast. So we have very strong remote capabilities, leveraging dCloud and other Cisco technologies to provide a full demonstration experience regardless of where you are in Canada.
All right. And I'd love to get your thoughts on sort of what you see as the next evolutions of the ATSC and kind of where it goes from here. I know it has historically been a work in progress and constant evolution, as it were, because of that focus on advanced technology, which is, of course, a moving target.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's clear that the way data is now being collected, analyzed, stored, utilized, secured, all of that is becoming more and more complex. And with that, a fundamental challenge is unfolding. How do we help our customers manage, share, and protect that data? And this complexity creates an investment for opportunity and the value proposition that Tech Data brings to market. You know, look, we are very committed to helping our channel partners understand these new market dynamics And nowhere is this commitment better represented than our investment in the Advanced Technology Solution Center and in Cisco's multi-cloud solutions that reside in there. And we will continue to invest in the ATSC because we believe in the long-term impact that it has with our customers and their relationships with their end users. So as the technology continues to change, because that will not slow down, we will continue to invest in our demonstration center for the health and benefit of all of our customers.
All right. Sounds great. I look forward to seeing that evolution as it comes. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I'd just like to end with how proud I am of our Cisco team here at Tech Data, as well as Rola's team that supports us, and how they were able to quickly put together a business case and leverage the combined efforts of our technical teams to transform our demonstration center. On behalf of all of us at Tech Data, I'd like to thank Rola and the entire extended Cisco team for making a big bet in Tech Data Canada and in all of our customers.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for taking the time.
You're very welcome.
So there you have it, the new ATSC as explained by Rola Dagger and Ed Galasso. I'd like to thank Rola and Ed for joining us, and thank both Cisco Canada and Tech Data Canada for their continued support of the site, and of course, thank you for joining us for another year on the podcast and on the site. We're going to be doubling down for a little in the next little while. The usually weekly episodes will still drop on Mondays, but for the next month or so, we'll also be airing our annual New Year's podcast series on Thursdays. In that series, we go in-depth on the year that was 2018 and get some predictions for the year that will be 2019 with each of the site's sponsors. This year, we kick that series off this Thursday as I'm joined with HP Canada CEO Marianne Ewell and Channel Chief John Camilleri. So it won't be long until you hear from me again. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.